Kiva Gorgia, August 4th. You are tuned in to Capital Irish and broadcasting on 106.1 FM Wellington Access Radio. I'm Alice Paul and I'll be chatting to you for about the next 25 minutes. We come to you every Sunday at midday and bring you news about Ireland, from Ireland, Irish things happening around Wellington or New Zealand, and general chit-chat about Ireland. There are about 8 or 9 of us broadcasters who have a different take on how we broadcast our show, which is great. It gives a good bit of variety, and we play as much as possible Irish music. So it's a real honour to be able to go out to the Irish community here and to be able to connect with you all. But today, first of all, thanks to our kind supporters and Wellington Trust, Peter and Susie McGuinness, of course, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. And when I talk about the Hutt Valley Irish Society, I just need to remind you that on the last Sunday of every month, we have a potluck dinner, which is a lovely family get-together. And it's a really supportive little group of people who welcome newcomers, and families are the main focal point of the afternoon. Kids love getting in there and getting all the lovely dinner and stuff. It's great. It's good fun to see them. And we do a little performance, usually the children sing. And also, just to remind any parents listening that families, that we have a singing group which starts today, Sunday, at 4 o'clock at the Hutt Valley Irish Society for children between age 6 and 11 or 6 and 12. And we just go to Irish songs, popular Irish songs, do a few songs, Ask Gaeilge. And yeah, the children are, it varies, the group size varies from about 7 to 15 or 16, depending. And what new members are always welcome. It's free and I take it myself, and I really enjoy working with the children. And we just have some really lovely times and maybe performances as well. Last year we performed for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, but unfortunately this year, hopefully it will go ahead and it will be on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, the 14th, I think it is, of March. But if it goes ahead, we will be performing. So any new kids who would like to join us can also be in that group of performers. Sadly, today I want to pay huge respect and tribute to the late Ted Ramsbottom. Ted was one of our supporters, our financial supporters, he and his wife, late wife Aileen. And Ted was an Irish man from County Laois. He was a father, a large family, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all in Wellington. And his trucks can be seen around Wellington. He'd a very, very successful businessman, Ted Ramsbottom and Sons, Drain Layers. And Ted was a life member of the Irish Wellington Irish Society and just a huge supporter of the Wellington Irish community. And he was generous with his time and his money and a lovely nature. And he was always willing to have the chat and the joke, and he will be treasured. He is a treasured member of our Irish diaspora, and we give sincere sympathy to his family. And I want to dedicate the first song to Ted's memory, and The Fields of Athenry.
Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's car, so the young might see the mark. Now a prison ship lies waiting the bay. Lord, I the feet of Athenry.
so lonely round the fields of Allen Rye. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. On your own now, give it a lash, here we go. Harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and pray, for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Allen Rye.
Let's hear it now. Let's hear it now.
Beautiful song, The Fields of Athen Rye, by the Dubliners and Paddy Riley at their 40 years reunion. So that was dedicated to the memory of our dear friend and colleague Ted Ramsbottom. May he rest in peace. And you're listening to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. I'm Alice Paul and broadcasting to you from home actually today, usually in the studio, but because of our new red light system, we're doing it from home. And we bring you news about Ireland or things happening in Ireland that are of interest to us here. And one of the major things that happened in the last week, 1st of February being St. Bridget's Day, was that the Irish government have announced that from next year on, it will become a public holiday. And that is the very first time that a public holiday in Ireland has been named after a woman. So it's just... it's a real celebration, this, as well as bringing Ireland into line with the rest of Europe in terms of public holidays, they said. It marks the halfway point between the winter solstice and the equinox and the beginning of spring and the Celtic year. So St. Bridget, well, she was born way back at the time of St. Patrick, actually, and she was born in 450 and lived until 525, patron saint of Ireland. And the other names you'll hear her called as Mary of the Gael. And she was born the daughter of a very powerful Irish chieftain. So she was born into great wealth and nobility. But she left that behind and became a nun. She started her own monastery in Kildare, and she had the power to appoint bishops, and they had to be goldsmiths. She was associated with miracles and fertility. Into the 18th century, women's only shrine was kept to her in Kildare, in Ireland, where 19 nuns tended to her continually burning sacred flame. The ancient song sung to her, "Bridget, excellent woman, sudden flame, may the light fiery sun take you to the lasting kingdom." St. Bridget was said to have been the inventor of whistling and keening. She was known as Mary of the Gael due to her legendary generosity. And when she was sent to collect milk or butter as a child, she was said to give it all away. One account declares that she gave a drink of water to a thirsty stranger and the water would miraculously be changed into milk. And it was claimed that she once gave a barrel of beer to a community and it was wonderfully able to satisfy 17 others, many from miracles involved multiplication. It was said that her cows gave milk three times in a single day to provide milk for a visiting bishop. So, I mean, there were great legends and stories about her, and we cherish them, and there will be more from next year on. It will be just fantastic. And I thought we'd start with a song by Lalu, who were a group from the very area where she was born, outside of Dundalk. And they are singing this beautiful song called Bridget's Kiss. Just lovely to hear Lalu again, and we'll play one more of their songs, Ihin na Eile Bridge, which is the eve of St. Bridget, before we finish the show. We're talking about St. Bridget on Capital Irish Access Radio here, and about what an important saint she was, and how from next year on she will be on an equal footing to St. Patrick in Ireland, having her day as a public holiday. And one of the things to remember is she hovers between historical and mythological and she's often imagined holding a lamp or a cross or a bishop's staff. And people say she looks after babies, children born out of wedlock, midwives, poets, scholars, travellers, seafarers, fugitives, blacksmiths, Irish nuns, farmers. Yeah, her feast day is celebrated by everybody. And the emphasis for St. Bridget is being put on her healing abilities and her affinity with animals and her compassion for the poor. But her affinity with animals is probably the one that we grew up with. We grew up with attending the well, St. Bridget's well, every year in Fochard, and bringing home holy water from her well to sprinkle on the animals and on the farm. And St. Bridget's cross, well, that's the other thing that everybody, most people are familiar with. And it's a cross that's made from rushes. And if you hang it over the door of the kitchen, you'll never have a fire. So it's placed in most Irish homes to protect the homes from fire and to keep them safe. So St. Bridget is certainly, she's a modern day woman, ahead of her time. And it's great to see that we're going to be, women of Ireland are going to be able to celebrate, and women all over the world. And that she is a very good role model for us women insofar as she looked after the earth, particularly for young women. And we're certainly in need of a lot of people like that at the moment, with them looking after our very precious earth. So we'll go into another song, La El Brige, and again, it's by La Lu.
Is fi me iha fa il brige smeir fara hi ser an wola chwan san chin vi an eilen da da gus min gi mar vi si si ful ja sol in og is I ga kincha Roi lab minchen sko jig lien a vin ni wui me les Brishi mo Christi na mi la pisi Mar a wui me ji jen am a wun in ban Ni erli wach min lach ach lacht ma vin se Sing lanta even min ma se fas Is garen an chuach an higian gach mi se Spin an chrinyach dweil dan san kar geban Bin breken es glian Is fiedna lian san ala even her an loch as nao Snur vin a bay a het janu wang ni ur ha Bin mel a trimu heg ma wun in ban Ti u halen choren Ta ma ro hark An maira moar na giach glan crin Sihis ar na tar hi Char me ole sar hi Is des me moren Da ya vinan Is tar sach bronach Dim gach I gong Shelu jora mas faden la Serena gloire ni vim mi wapio Mara wi ma ji chan a ma wun in ban
That was a beautiful song by La Lu, dedicated to St. Bridget. And I really encourage you to get onto the website and find out more stories about St. Bridget and legends and mythology, because next year, the public holiday, it'll be great to have all this knowledge about her, same as we have about St. Patrick. So we've got two very important people in Ireland now, St. Bridget and St. Patrick. Now, the next thing I wanted to tell you was that we have had the launch of Conradh na Gaeilge here in Aotearoa. And anybody who is interested in learning to speak Irish has a really first-class opportunity now. We can get, I'm going to go on to Zoom, and every month we have a meeting. And Dermot Coffey is the person in charge, www.cnag.org.nz. And the other, you can email him, aotearoa@cnag.ie. So, yeah, really worth it. Dermot has made great progress, and they had a fabulous launch of the Conradh na Gaeilge at the embassy in December, and all the who's who were there with the ministers and people from the arts community, and seemingly it was a great night. Lots of music and song and stories. So yeah, that's another great thing happening in Wellington. But I think I'm at the end of the programme now, and I'd like to finish off by thanking you very much for tuning in today. It's been a real pleasure having the chat again this year, and I hope that we'll get to do more interviews with more interesting people maybe during the year. It's always nice to have people to chat to who have come from Ireland or who are doing interesting things in New Zealand and who have been here for a while. So please get in touch with us. Look at our Facebook page, Capital Irish, or listening. You're welcome to listen to our podcasts at any time, of course, and we'd just be delighted if you did. Take care of yourselves, and slán agus bannacht.
O caha sa seal i measc na bonn cáil, ag cadal do mhaith é ghrán na hoghis, ag rib a folaí a thóg mar ar ann, ar éis an bheal i bhain agus súr, cogad ar go fíldú ina raibh a cáil é tú. But there is for his father.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.